Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment, a thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, will be this time, it's Jenny's Real Talk on the Block birthday episode. Woo! We're doing it upright on the birthday. All right, it's Jenny's birthday episode, leading up to our big concert birthday bash this Saturday night. Be there or be square, motherfuckers. But this is your hostess with the mostess, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, a.k.a. Jenny. We've got the Muse over here. Wave hi, the Muse.
Yeah,
he looks like he's about to go to sleep. Anyway, the Muse is here. So,
worked all night.
Anyway, check us out on. Everybody wants to hear that right now. Check us out on Jenny and the Muse. Or we're on radio every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 every Wednesday. Live. Imagine that shit. Oh, wait. Sorry, I didn't say that. check us out every week. We've got some little, little tidbits here. We got to share before we... Oh, this is just... we're just winging it. We're just having a fun time this week. So no pressure, We don't have a guest. We're just having fun, on a Wednesday night. It's Jenny's birthday, pre-birthday bash episode. Let's see. We are syndicated. Like I said, check us out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We're syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Google Podcasts, Nintendo, Stitcher, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addicts, Podchaser, Geo7, and Sirius XM Radio. We're pretty much anywhere you can find, music or podcasts, just type in Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, and you'll find us all over the place, including some places I probably don't even friggin' know about. Let's see, we got bands and artists that we manage. We've got Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, a female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band, by Don Marlowe, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Jane's Addicted, Aussie Train, Mortis Reject, Mortisella Dancers featuring Lillian Sin and Cinder. We also have Cleaver from Santiago, Chile, Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California, Burn the Ships, which is from Bakersfield, California. We got Berserk and Hollywood Nightmare from the LA area. The Borderline Radio Show featuring Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine, DJs. They play the best in, trap, dance, and EDM music. They are from Italy, so check that out. And we also have Derek Webb, who's with us right now on video. And, of course, Banda Family from Bakersfield, California also. And Derek, of course, is from New Hampshire. Hell yeah, New Hampshire, New England, and all that. Let's see, we got bars and venues that we work with regularly. The Five Star Bar at 267 South Main Street, downtown Los Angeles, California, 90012, and owners Mark and Angie Cordova. We got Petey's Place, 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California, owner Petey Partello. Universal Bar and Grill, 4093 Lankerson Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Here. And the Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. With our buddy Nick Foco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Check his tribute band out, Nightmare, which is a tribute to Alice Cooper. And we hope to have concerts at your venues again very, very soon. Working on getting a band of family booked at the Whiskey Go-Go. They do the live streaming concerts from there. They go out on their Facebook page and I think broadcasts from there regularly also. But we have, let's see, some great bands this Saturday night. We're going to be plugging the concert Saturday night. It's an online concert. We're going to be plugging that over the course of this next, it's a 50-minute broadcast. So, we're going to plug it here and there just to kind of, talk about it. First of all, we've got Derek Webb with Derek's health tip of the week. He is our health expert extraordinaire. What's up, Derek?
How you doing, Jenny?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, enjoying the evening. A little chilly out tonight here in New England, but fine other than that.
Well, New Hampshire.
Happy that's to the late, but I'm going a little early yet, but tonight's fitness expert segment we have coming up is going to be based on proper fitness attire and wear. I'm going to just particularly be doing a discussion tonight. I haven't been feeling too well. I've been feeling a little under the weather. And actually, matter of fact, yeah, just was at the doctor earlier this evening. So, I'm kind of.
Have mercy.
What's that?
I said goodness.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be just a little talking. Kind of take it easy on the body. But we're going to be talking about fitness attire, fitness wear. So tonight, my advice for fitness attire and fitness wear is what we're discussing. Shoes is a very important aspect for any kind of fitness. I see it all the time in the gym, hiking, trails, jogging. You see all these people, they don't get the foot pack down, they don't get the run down, they don't get the jog down, or they're walking around complaining, run that far, they don't have miles, they don't have distance. Sometimes it's not actually in the body, it's actually in the shoe if you're not in line with the proper shoes. So you gotta get the proper shoe wear. Preferably prefer, good starting shoe like Nike, Adidas. But if you can't get that, you can get a starter shoe. A starter shoe is really relatively low cost, right? Always good for the footwear. Another good in fitness attire is having a heart monitor, a heart watch. Always perfect. You want to bring a heart monitor to your exercise, or they call it a heart watch, of a heart rate. Stay in your heart rate zone, which is very important. Preferably a mounted heart rate zone. 145-65, nothing more, nothing greater, because that's what we want to call the air. But we want to avoid heart attacks. 145-165, always keep the heart rate monitor on you. Stay in your zone, what they call the zone. Perfect, keep perfection. You're doing your work, get that heart zone down pack, along with oxygen going, the blood flow, but you always want to have perfect heart burning, fat burning. Medically, proven, fun little fact there. Also, another thing I brought with me today is concealing heat on that towel here. I brought this towel not only to dry off during your workout, but it's a good relatively performer because you can use it for resistance training for any kind of workout. So if you're trying to get up on the pull-up bar, you're having some difficulty, or you're just trying to do some chin-ups, pull-ups, whatever that may be, use your towel. If you don't get the pull bands or the stretch bands, towels are always perfect. They come in a good place. Probably I'd recommend it if you don't have the full bands. Once again, the resistance bands, you don't got them, always bring a towel. Good for not only the workout, but good for the drying off. And it's a good safety to have some extra cushion if you're doing anything involving shoes. Activity, especially during yoga. Yoga preferably is a good another time to bring the towel. Always bring you water. Water is a good thing. You always want the water, any kind of bottled water, any kind of jug water, anything of that nature to keep hydrated, keep proper electrolyte replenishment. Your body needs it. Your body is presently built mostly of age. That's what helps when that blood gets flowing to the muscle and the muscle tissue itself to build. That water goes right to it too, and that's what helps build up that perfect metabolic size back right there too. Bring plenty of water. Not only is it good for the muscle build, but it's good for replenishment. Right. Also, with the pandemic going on and all the craziness in the world and the scariness with all what's going on now, and everyone staying home and doing the workouts from home. I also brought the good old hand sanitizer. You always want to keep that on board, maybe at the gym or any kind of place you go, because hand sanitizer, especially at the gym. I see a lot of people, and that's actually with what's going on now in the world, especially. I see it from time to time. I see people coming in and out all the time. They're just kind of gross. They're using the bathrooms, or they're not even washing their hands. They're just walking out the door, and they're not using the proper, you know, personal protective things they should be. And it's like, you know, those are the kinds of things that get people sick, you know, and that's when that's part of the, what's creating, I guess you could say, in my opinion, I don't want to get too political here, but this pandemic is getting a little widespread is because people are not using their smarts. But please, I'm advising you, please be smart about it. If you're going to be in a public setting like the gym, with especially what's going on with the health problems and economy, wash the hands before and after any use of the equipment. Wash down your equipment. Use the equipment wisely and properly. That's always a good proper technique and always a good proper thing to do. Also, proper shoes, proper attire, proper shorts. Shorts is a good thing. You want to wear some shorts. I prefer shorts because they're looser, the baggier, they're not too baggy on falling off, but a little loose so you can get the good workout in, because otherwise you don't get that stretch, you don't get that flexibility, that coordination. You wear something too tight, you're like, oh, I can't do this. Of course, unless you're a muscle man and you're bulging out of your equipment, then that's one thing. But, you know, if you wear something long, also, like I said, shoes, big factor, always do that, and just healthy and safe.
That's some good stuff right there. Especially definitely the water, especially stay hydrated. You know, you don't want to be working out and you didn't drink enough water. You start cramping up your muscles, you know, and, you know, especially if you drank like a bunch of caffeine or some shit, you got to be very careful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's sad. It's a really, like I said, especially what's going on today in the, you know, like I said, the pandemic, especially around the country.
I mean, I just don't even, I don't understand, first of all, how you go to the bathroom and you don't wash your hands anyway.
Yeah.
That's just like a no-brainer. And then you're like, wait a minute. Okay, well, then plus you got COVID on top of that. So that's like an extra reason to really be washing your hands.
And
then hand sanitizer. When I was going to the gym before, you know, of course, they shut them all down out here. you know, you go to the gym and we would, I would sanitize everything before I would touch it. You know, I'd use the spray bottles they had there with the sanitizer in it, with the cloth, you know, the wipe, you know, the towels and stuff. I'd wipe everything down and then I'd put it aside and then I'd work out and then I'd wipe it down again before I got done using the equipment. You know, like, that's just, I just don't understand how people, you know, don't do that.
Oh, yeah, no, it is, it's a major factor. You go to any, especially if you're in a public, I mean, it's one thing you're in the comfort of your home. I mean, you still want to be precautious in your own home. But at least if you're in your public facility, you're using a gym, at least, you know, be respectful to the others and understand that we are in a crucial point where it just takes that wrong day, that wrong time, that right person, that right day, or that right time to touch equipment. You know, next thing you know, someone else goes and then you get an issue. So, I mean, it's just all about using proper brains and just, especially if you're using, like I said, just having the safety and the sanitizing, wiping on and off the equipment before and after you, you know, wearing the proper workout attire and doing what you work out to get the good workout that you deserve and your body deserves, especially more importantly. It brings a lot home and it helps a lot. It goes a mile, goes a long way.
Right. I agree. I mean, you know, we got to be taking care of ourselves. You know, if you're going to go to the gym and work out, like, you know, what's the point of working out?
Yeah.
If you're just going to crack COVID. I mean, that just makes no sense.
Vomiting and, no. Nothing good with that stuff. Nothing good at all. Unfortunately, actually, like I said, I was feeling a little under the weather myself today. So I ended up going to see the doctor myself, and especially with what's going on. You know, the scariness in the world and what's happening. You never know. You get some symptoms and you're like, oh, just like in front of my doctor. So, you know, it's been a rough last few days, but luckily nothing too severe to worry about right now.
Well, the whole point, though, is people need to remember that the same diseases, the same sicknesses, illnesses, whatever, that was around before coronavirus is still here. You know, you can get a regular common cold.
Oh, yeah.
You can get the flu. There's still things you can get that are not corona. You know, you could still get sick. You still get food poisoning. You can still get, you know, the normal everyday thing that you got before. Like, it just people tend to overreact because, you know, we have COVID or corona, you know, whatever. And they automatically assume that because they're sick, they start, you know, coming down. Oh, my God. I must have the corona. No, it doesn't mean that you necessarily have corona. I mean, you could have corona. Nobody's saying that you definitely, you know, have it. I'm just saying, like, but the whole point people are made to remember is that you can still have the, you know, the cold and the flu.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's the thing is, I think a lot of it, too, it's built into people's minds so bad now. They're so used to it. It's pretty much a, you know, it's, you get a sneeze or a cough or a sniffle, everyone jump like they're all going to die. But don't get me things serious, but don't let your mind take control of your body. There's a point where you have people that help diagnose you properly. If you feel that bad off, go see a medical doctor, professional. Otherwise, just sitting there and you're like, you know, yeah, I think it's corona, and sit there panicking. It's just nuts in a way. You can't be living anxiety, right? You got to kind of live your life and move on and kind of get over the hurdle, I guess. And I try to explain that to a lot of people, and I get a lot of grief somewhat because the political aspect wise, I'm on the fence. I think everyone should take precautions, but I think at the same sense, we got to kind of learn to build ourselves up from here and move on with our lives rather than stay held under a structured ball, like, you know, hidden from society. That's no way. You got to kind of move on and build and move forward at some point.
Yeah, but if everybody was doing what they're supposed to be doing and taking care of themselves and whatever, and doing all those things, you know, if everybody was doing what they were supposed to be doing, then this might have gone away by now.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that don't want to do what they're supposed to, and, you know, it is what it is, but...
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
You know,
Yeah, there's a lot of people that just don't, like I said, they don't take the hand-washing thing a lot serious. They don't, you know, they take it upon themselves to just walk freely like they're invincible and nothing's ever going to happen. And it kind of, and you get, yeah, it's a scary thing. I mean, it's nice to, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people. I walk around like kind of, I have a strong structure. I do bull that. I'm like, I don't let anything take me down. I feel like I'm sick. I'm like, it's just another cold. I'm going to walk around. But honestly, it's also one of those things I think about others. I think I can also expand. You know, just because you may feel this way doesn't mean other people do, and you got to look out for the safety and occupation of others. And it's just about, like you said, it's smarts over, and it's just about using the proper, you know, cautionary sanitary, you know, technique, wearing a mask if you're in a hospital or a clinician's office, or especially those major factors. Like, I see a lot of people just walking in and out and they're flipping. What really scares me is I see a lot of people, they walking out of the hospitals and they're screaming at doctors over having to be put in a mask. And I'm like, well, you're in a facility where you're carrying a lot of bacteria and germs. Right? So, I mean, common sense, you kind of want to wear one in that kind of environment.
But, all right.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, well, duh, you're supposed to wear a mask. Of course. Hello. If I went into a hospital and I didn't see them wearing masks with corona going around, I'd be like, okay, what kind of hospital is this? I don't be here. I'm leaving now. Nobody's wearing masks. Nobody's washing their hands. Nobody's using sanitizer. I'm out of here. Fuck this shit. And I'm gone. And I'm going out the door. I bring a big bottle of hand sanitizer with me at all times. I'm not messing around, and I always have a mask, and I always have a mask. I have like 3 or 4 masks in my purse in case I lose one. I got a bunch of backups. I'm not messing around here, and I wash my hands. Oh. I haven't gotten corona not once this entire... I live in Los Angeles, mind you, okay? You live in, like, some small town in New Hampshire. All right, I live in L.A., you know what I mean? Where there's like a million confirmed cases at any goddamn time, you know? So it's like, you got to be careful everywhere you go, you know? Yeah.
It's scary. I was just reading, you know, I'm thoughts and prayers are with you guys out there because it is really scary. You guys are getting the worst at it because, I mean, I was just reading this over, like, what? Most of L.A. is already pretty much covered with it. 90% of LA. I was reading an article somewhere. I forget where. That was posted an online news article. It said 90 to 95% of LA has been. And that's actually, that is.
Well, I don't know if it's that high of a fucking percentage. Maybe like, I don't know, 10, 15% of the people that live out here. You got to remember, you got like 11 million people in this area or some shit, 12 million. I don't know how fucking, that's a lot. And, well, yeah, you know, between all the suburbs, all the, you know, there's so many different pieces of L.A. That, you know, all total, you're talking like between 10 and 15 million people. And if only a million people have it, well, then that's only like, you know, a 10% of the population out here. So the numbers are massively skewed, but we have had a lot of deaths. We have had a lot of cases of coronavirus. And I just stay safe and do what I'm supposed to do because I just went out to Maine to, you know, a couple months ago to visit my family at the end of, you know, October, beginning of November. And I'm just like, I was not going to get my family sick. And the facility I work at the Michael Kors Distribution Center in Whittier, California. And that's right, literally right next to downtown Los Angeles, basically. But I've worked there and they get tests. They test us every week. Every Monday I get tested for corona. So I know that I always like that I don't have it, you know, but still at the same time, you got to take care of yourself. Like this is like LA, especially if you're not taking precautions out here, there's a problem. New York City. I mean, certain places. Oh, hell no. You are not. No, fuck that. I'm not getting COVID. I have what they call chronic bronchitis. And yeah. If I get really sick, like if I get corona, I could die. My husband has asthma. He My parents are elderly. If I give it to them, they could die. Like I'm not going to get sick. My older sister, I have a lot of relatives that have breathing problems or sick, you know, they have like issues or they're elderly and I'm not going to get my family sick because I came out there from LA. No, hell no. So I just make sure I take all the precautions.
Oh yeah. Like you said, smart and, you know, the common sense go a long way. It's a matter of using them. And sadly, the world we live in today, it's kind of hard to find that.
Common sense is not common. It's an oxymoron. It's the opposite of what it really is. Like, common sense is not common. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
Everything going on in the world. And hopefully everybody's staying safe and doing what they're supposed to do. And And I
stay healthy and stay fit in the process.
Lost a family member. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what you're doing is playing some music.
Oh yeah.
Why is it my children never seem to remember that I have my radio show on at certain times? Like, there's like, oh, like, I'm just gonna bother you right now. Like, dude, no. So this Saturday, we got our concert going on, a free online concert. So anyone around the world can, watch this. We're gonna be on Facebook Live. Check it out, it's Jenny's Online Birthday Bash. We're going to have, people are going to pop on, bands are going to play. We're going to have a great time. We've got, let's see, 8 o'clock from 8 to 8:30 p.m. This is all Pacific Standard Time times. This is all Pacific, all you know, out here times. So 8 o'clock from 8 to 8:30, we've got Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. From 8:30 to 8:45, we've got Candy Graham. Check her out. She's going to play some music. It's going to be awesome. We've got from, let's see, 8:45 to 9:15, we've got American Paint with my friend and gal pal, Alejandra Arellano, drummer extraordinaire. I haven't seen her in a very long time. We miss you, Alejandra. I can't wait to see you guys play a new band that we haven't seen her with. So that's exciting stuff. Let's see, from 9:15 to 9:30, again, Candy Graham's going to come on and play a couple more songs. Then let's see, from 9:30 to 10 o'clock, we've got Beyond Retaliation. Hell yeah, our metal band, new buddies from Redlands, California. They are going to be playing. They were on the radio show last week, so they're going to be playing from 9:30 to 10. From 10 to 10:15, we got Dawn Marlowe. She's going to be doing her witchy poo thing. She could be doing, a psychic reading. It could be a tarot cards. It could be a crystal ball. It could be anything. You just never know with her bag of tricks what's going to happen. And then from 10:15 to 10:45, we've got Legions, our friends from up by Palmdale, Lancaster area. It's been a while since we've seen them play. They played our birthday show last year. In January, so that's great stuff. So check them out, Legions. I think it's under Legions the Band on Facebook. And then, of course, from 10:45 to 11 p.m. is going to be Dawn Marlowe again doing some more witchy stuff. And then from 11 p.m. to midnight are our headliners, female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute called Black Sabbatha. So get ready to get to hang out with them and get a little nefarious. Of course, that's Dawn Marlowe, the fairy priestess goddess. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be a great show. It's a free concert. So, feel free to join us. Again, it's Jenny's online birthday bash. Go check it out. We're going to be streaming live and having a good time. So join us, please, for a free concert. My treat. We're going to have a good time. Some of the bands will have their tip jar up. So please, please help bands keep going during this crazy time. There hasn't been really any concerts or anything going on. So a lot of these bands are hurting. A lot of these people are hurting and they maybe need a little tip. So throw some cash at them. They're going to put their little tip jar up there, and I think you can pay, the usual Venmo, PayPal, whatever, you just go on, you click on their little tip jar, and you can pay them. And that'll be a little late for you. You'll probably be in bed by the time this concert's on. By the time this concert starts, it's going to be 11 o'clock your time, so you're going to be already asleep.
Yeah, my time. 11 p.m.
Yeah, it starts at 8 our time, so that's 11 p.m. your time.
You guys are party pooping me over here now. I'll make it. I'll tough it up.
It's going to well.
I'll tough cookie in the bunch.
We're going to get done at midnight. So that's 3 a.m. your time.
I'll tough it up.
Craziness.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun. Lots of bashing.
It is. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great music. A lot of good times. We're going to, talk to Dawn Marlowe. She's got an episode coming up with us in February. She's going to be on our show. So lots of fun. And we're gonna have a good time. Just come on, it's online. It's an online concert, and it's free, so no excuses.
Give it a tip.
Come on, pop on, watch some play. Hell yeah, it's gonna be fun. I mean, Jesus Christ, a band from Chile is gonna be fucking playing at 8 o'clock. I mean, how do you not want to see that? You know, a band streaming from Chile. Badass shit right there.
Talk about the good.
But, right. Well, actually, okay. So, Ronan, why don't you play one of my favorite songs by a band out by, I think, is it Joshua Tree? They're from out by Joshua Tree, California. My friends, Greg and Sin. We miss you guys, Greg and Sinna. Great people, Greg Gendron. We love you very much. And Sticky Doll is the band. So it's Sticky Doll. And the song is called Snotty Little Cunt.
Oh, man.
They made me a t-shirt, and literally on the back it says Snotty Little Cunt.
I'll see you next time.
Funny. I thought it was funny. It's about the entertainment industry in Los Angeles and how a lot of people can act like that because they think they're all that, a bag of chips or whatever, and they want to hate on some people and be an asshole to people and snub people like they're better than them and shit like that. So the song is basically about people like that in Los Angeles. And I hate people like that. So I thought it was funny, you know. So if you could find Snotty Little Cunt Ronan by Sticky Doll, that'd be great. And no children calling you right now. Your mother's on the air. Down and out and out, Snotty Little Cunt. That might help. Yeah, my bad. Oops. So we're going to play Red Won't Come Out by Sticky Doll. It's been a wife who finally gets sick of her husband and his crap. And so, Red Won't Come Out.
He said he wouldn't slam it. I told him not to slam it. Standing there, cutting up chicken in his tight, tight jeans and Converse tennies. He looked so cute. I told him, I hate it. I told him, I hate it.
craziness. Well, you know, she shouldn't have pissed him off. You know, seven cups to make a liter. He just didn't quite get it. And she finally just got sick of it. And, you know, stop slamming the damn, you know, cabinets and all that nonsense. Finally, the wife just snapped. And I think she choked him out with her apron. I don't know. I mean, that's personally just how I feel that that's where that was going. But anyway, shout out to Jay Gordon, lead singer of the amazing alternative band Orgy. His birthday is also this Saturday, January 30th. Happy birthday to Jay. Wish you all the best. And sorry you couldn't be on the show tonight. I know you guys are really busy. You got a lot going on. I know you know, you're all involved in many different things going on. So, okay, well, you know, but still, shout out to his birthday. But if you could please, or Ronan, could you please pull up Fallen Fury, Michael Voorhees? I think that's hilarious. It's Michael Myers and Jason Voorhees. You know, it's like Halloween meets Friday the 13th, basically. It's because band I manage, Fallen Fury, from San Luis Obispo, California. Go check them out. They're a metal band from up there. Shout out to my friends Amy and Will Bowman. Miss you very much, and I wish you were going to be with me for my birthday, because we always have a lot of fun together, and miss you very much. All right, here we go. Michael Voorhees by Fallen Fury. Jenny's Real Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart.
Win some, lose some, take your hit. Climb on that chocolate swing. Way! Michael Myers, sabotaging sun. You're standing in the setting sun. Fight! Stay alive! Stay! Survive!
hug some laughter, make you wanna bleed. Fight! Stay alive! Stand! Serve on! Rise! Your eye! Win! My eye!
To the yes. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. That was Michael Voorhees by Fallen Fury. Our friends from up in San Luis Obispo, California. And lots of exciting stuff coming up. Like I said, we got this Saturday free concert going on online. Check out Jenny's online birthday bash, and you can watch the concert. We got lots of great people playing. We got Cleaver at 8 o'clock. We got Candy Graham at 8:30. We've got American Paint at 8:45. We've got Candy Graham again at 9:15. We've got 9:30 Beyond Retaliation. 10 o'clock, we got Dawn Marlowe, High Priestess, doing her thing. And then we've got, 10:45 is our buddy, Legions. We love those guys. Missed you guys. And then, of course, we've got 10:45 again is, 10:45 is Dawn Marlowe, and then at 11 o'clock is the headliner, hour-long set from the mind of a female. So she's going to be playing that. So it's Black Sabbath. Check them out. They're a tribute to Black Sabbath, female-fronted. Going to be in a great show, amazing times. Thank you so much for being here with me today. Let's, talking about crazy things like COVID and, we got all kinds of crazy things going on. But this Saturday is my birthday. So come join me and all our friends for a free concert. A free concert. Like I said, this Saturday night, January 30th, starts at 8 p.m. Pacific time. So that's West Coast time. So 8 p.m. West Coast time, it starts. That's 11 p.m. Out there on the East Coast. It gets done at 3 in the morning out there on the East Coast. It gets done at midnight here on the West Coast. So, and then wherever you fall in between, of course. But it's going to be a great show. We got people come from around the world that are going to be popping in and playing. We got a lot. Most of the people are right here in California, of course, but This is a fully online concert. So just go on your Facebook app, type in Jenny's, like J-E-N-N-Y, apostrophe S, Jenny's online birthday bash. It'll come up in your events art section of your Facebook page. And it's online, so it can be seen anywhere. It's not just in LA. It can be seen all around the world. We got our band from Cleaver, from Santiago, Chile. That's Chile, that is going to be playing at 8:00. So don't miss out on that, especially. Great guys, amazing music, hard rock, alternative rock. You're going to love them. Go check them out. Go check out their page. Go check out Fallen Fury from California. Go check them out. Fallen Fury. You can listen to music, download music, buy Spotify. Go check out Cleaver. That's C-L-E-A-V-E-R from Chile. Go check them out. They're on Spotify as well. Hear the Silence album. Go check that out. They got new music coming out very soon. And then, Black Sabbath. It's just a tribute to Black Sabbath, though. We'll listen to some Black Sabbath, I guess. Go check out Sticky Doll. They're all over the place. I believe they're on Spotify. Check out all the people that we do business with, like Candy Graham. Go check out American Paint. I don't know if they have any music recorded, but go check them out. And then, of course, check out Beyond Retaliation, our guest from last week's episode. So check out our concert this Saturday night, January 30th, from 8 p.m. to midnight out here on the West Coast, 11 p.m., 3 a.m. on the East Coast, online concert. So join us, Jenny's Birthday Bash. Can't wait to see you all there. Come check out the bands. Come check out the music. It's going to be a great friggin' time. Pop on. Just say hi. Just say happy birthday. Whatever. You know, give us a link to your music. If you're a band, you're an artist, anything. Give us a link to your pages, your social media, whatever it is you want to do. So other people in the group, can go check it out. But until then, peace out. Till next week, we got Anti-Hero metal band from Los Angeles. Next week's episode, check it out. Peace out. Till next week.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on Luck.